with just one touch from my wobbly, floppy hand, I was taken with the snowflakes to a faraway land. I found myself flopped right inside Matilda's villa on a fine rug near the fireplace, which took care of the chill. A crystal chandelier, and look, fine tall chairs and perfect gold frames holding perfect family stairs. Such a picturesque home and a bucolic view. Could my raggedy arms really teach her something new? I went into her closet and I flopped down and relaxed among the rows of espadrilles, high-heeled pumps, and slingbacks. I thought when she got dressed, she just might find me there with the lesson of presence that I was meant to share. We sat there and we snuggled, and the cell phone stayed closed. The three of us wrapped tight like pink petals on a rose. Matilda asked her daughter to sing her Christmas song, and then they stayed up for hours singing carols all night long. I know change takes time, yet I do dare say that something truly changed in Matilda that day. I didn't do much. I hardly did a thing. But Matilda remembered, which made my button heart sing.